Welcome to the bonus episode of the Good Glow podcast, brought to you with thanks to Boyne Valley Honey, an iconic Irish brand and a cupboard staple that generations of families have.
It's like your batteries went.
Take two. Welcome to the bonus episode of the Good Glow podcast, brought to you with thanks to Boyne Valley Honey, an iconic Irish brand and a cupboard staple that generations of families have grown up with. There is lots in the range to choose from: Boyne Valley Pure and Natural Honey, Raw and Wildflower Honey, Manuka Honey, and the all-new Hot Honey. You've probably seen me use it in lots of recipes over on Instagram. So this season, I'm super happy and very grateful to be working with Boyne Valley Honey, who've been spreading sunshine since 1960. Hi Jamie, welcome along.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, our second bonus episode. Last week we broke down Suzanne Jackson's episode. Thank you so much for all the feedback. Tonight we're recording this well past my bedtime. It is 9:30 and I'd be barely speaking to Jamie at this time of night, let alone recording a podcast. But we are off to Lake Garda on Friday, so we've so much to do. We are so busy. And actually, we were telling people in our group, there's 130 of us going to Lake Garda, that it's actually all about the sleeps that you bank in the lead up to the half marathon. So I feel like I'm failing this week.
It's only 9:30. You'll be fine. Okay. A good 8-9 hour sleep will do you.
Okay, so we recorded our episode with Bonnie Ryan in New York on the Monday. So normally when I'm recording in New York, it is on the Friday or Saturday. So Jamie is usually flat to the mat with our group. But this year it was at the other end of the weekend. So you got to come to the studio with me, stroll up through Times Square on a sunny spring day in New York. It was really nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a moment for me that I thought, you know.
Was it?
Yeah, big time. It was like, I've had a couple of moments in my journey with the Good Glow where I kind of stopped and went, whoa, this is cool. Like one of them was the first year we took our group to run the Arosa Snow Run in the Swiss Alps. And like there was 50 of us in that trip. And was at the top of the mountain looking down, sunny day. Mm. Everyone just absolutely blown away by that experience. And I was blown away by their reaction. And I just, you know, that was a moment for me. But then doing this podcast in New York was a moment for me. Because like you said, you've gone off and done podcasts before. So I didn't even think about what the studio may look like or where you were going or anything like that. I was too busy doing the other organization about the trip, around the trip. And then for me to be able to like walk to the studio with you, get in the lift, go upstairs to this really cool New York podcast studio, and then, you know, record the podcast with Bonnie from there. It was like, this is a bit of a moment. Like here we are in New York. You know, we've come a long way from the time where you said, I'm going to do a podcast. And I turned around and was like, that's exactly what you should do. To that moment there was cool.
Yeah, I know, it was lovely. And we do need to stop, I suppose, and appreciate, because when I started the podcast back in 98FM at my desk, like if you had told me that I'd be recording an episode in my 19th season in New York, I would have been delighted with that, you know?
Yeah, and it's easy in the busyness to let those moments pass. Mm. But, you know, you need to sort of create conscious triggers for yourself to remind yourself, little pinch me moments or little pinch me reminders to, you know, bring your consciousness to the forefront and be like, look at this, look what we're doing. Or, you know,
do you think you're going to have one of those moments in Lake Garda this weekend?
Yeah, because I was just texting someone there and I was like, this trip is 2 years in the making.
Who were you texting?
Greg.
Oh.
Texting Greg O'Shea about it, and he was, you know, he's coming to the trip, which is amazing. And he's like, I hope you're looking forward to it and it's not all work. And I was like, I actually am, because it's been 2 years in the making and it's all coming to a head this week. The sun looks like it's going to be shining, you know, fingers crossed, even if it isn't, it'll still be an amazing trip. And it's a beautiful run and I'm excited for everyone to experience it.
Yeah, so Greg has just run from LA to Vegas. I don't know if anyone saw that on his Instagram page, but whoa, so impressive. He's currently on a flight on the way home from LA now to Dublin, and then we're off on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, so into the podcast. So what I loved about this podcast is that we drop down pretty quickly. So myself and Bonnie have become closer over the last few years after we recorded the first episode together a few years ago. She's always been really supportive of me, and I hope she feels the same about me supporting her. And so when I was going to New York, I was like, Bonnie needs to come back. We need to drop down a little further. And we were straight away into talking about trolls, which was obviously unexpected for both of us. I don't think we meant it to come up, but she had said that obviously after being so open about her fertility journey, that she shared a photo of her pregnant belly and received some nasty comments about it the weekend before when she was in Florida. And that floored me.
It floored me as well, and it's shocking to see, to have heard that could actually happen. Just considering she has been on such a journey to get pregnant, and she's just sharing a proud pregnant belly moment. Like, for me, pregnant women are sacred, and you know they should be praised for like doing what they're doing, and to have received negative feedback. Like I said to you, you know, off mic earlier, I was like, you know, like when I'm in a room with a pregnant person, I'm like wanting to do stuff for them and like help them and whatever, you know. So it was very weird for me to even hear her say that someone would have given her like negative feedback or put an emoji that was negative underneath that.
Yeah. Let Piper in there. Piper, our dog, is also very protective of pregnant people. Okay, Jamie's on his way back over. I thought it was really brave of her to share that and to share her entire fertility journey with the world, which she never had to do, but has helped so many people along the way.
Just to say on that, like for her to be that brave to share her journey and... You know, the intention there is not for attention. The intention is obviously to help people. It's like Rosanna Davidson. Tali wouldn't be here if Rosanna Davidson didn't share her surrogacy journey, because mm-hmm. we never considered surrogacy until Rosanna was brave enough to share that. And like, we may have received some trolls or negative comments about surrogacy, but like our intention of sharing the story was to, again, sort of pass on what Rosanna had, you know, given to us, which is, you know, help people. Maybe feel that that's an option for them. So like for Bonnie to share her, you know, fertility journey is a very brave thing to do, and it should be praised as opposed to receiving.
Yeah, and I think for any of us in the public eye that do receive backlash over various things, like I know I got it for a while about some, you know, about my cancer, about my fertility journey, if you call it that, our road to have Tali, I suppose. And Rosanna sharing, Bonnie sharing, like the positive messages that you get so far outweigh the negative, that's why you do it, you know, because it's so nice to help other people along the road. I want to talk about Jerry Ryan, her dad, the iconic Jerry Ryan. Have you ever met Jerry? Because we... both obviously worked in radio in Jerry's heyday. I used to listen to Jerry driving around in my spinny. I was supposed to be listening to spin, but I don't think I ever missed an episode of Jerry's show. And actually, it feels weird to be talking about Jerry and not talking about Jerry Hussey. Like there is other Jerrys.
Well, there's the original Jerry who you loved as much as you love Jerry Hussey.
Yeah.
You know, you loved talk radio, and I'm not surprised you were working for a music radio station listening to Jerry Ryan. He was an icon and still is an icon.
Yeah. So did you ever meet him?
No, I never met him. No, I was too young. I wasn't at that level that I would have been able to meet Jerry Ryan at that time. You know, I was more junior, I think. I wasn't in a senior position then, so you wouldn't be rubbing shoulders with big dogs like Jerry Ryan.
I think it's really interesting that she said, obviously, like, we're all human, and he would get hung up on those kind of small failures. But actually, when we reflected on his life, I said to Bonnie, we're not remembered for those things. We're actually remembered for the impact we have on other people more than anything else.
Yeah, of course. And he had such a powerful impact on people, on his, on the radio, and all the success that he had. You're always remembered for those things. And no one actually remembers or cares about anything that's deemed a failure.
Yeah. I loved when she said that there's no way her dad was missing her pregnancy. And I thought it was such a beautiful moment, such a gorgeous, articulate way to put it. And I think would give a lot of people a lot of comfort, especially those who are grieving someone quite recently and could be pregnant or welcoming a child into the world. And it did make me think of you in that moment, because I know you've spoken that it's really sad that your dad didn't get to meet the girls.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're obviously so important to me, and he never got to meet them. And Dad loved girls. He's my dad's 10 years gone now, and when I look at pictures of him, I see photos of him with the other grandkids, and I'm like, you know, it's the thing that makes me the saddest. Like, I miss him, obviously, but I'm really sad that he didn't get to meet Pia or Tali. He would have loved the girls or whatever. But, you know, you do also feel a presence, and you feel, I know what she's saying in that moment. Like, I when I heard her say that, I was like, could really relate to her saying that.
Yeah.
And even recently, like, I talk to my dad all the time. I can certainly feel an energy. I call on him in times of need, or maybe it's just, you know, a comfort thing. I feel like he was always very comforting to me, and like, he would always rationalize problems really easily. And, you know, we had a bit of, Pia had a bit of a health scare recently that I had got quite worried about. And I remember talking to my dad saying, you know, give me a sign that she'll be okay. And I came out of the office and went up to the car to get in the car to go somewhere, and there was a little white feather stuck to the tire, and the white feather was always, you know, even when my dad passed, like, white feathers kept appearing everywhere. It was weird. Like, you know, you'd hoover the hall, there'd be perfectly clean hallway, and then you'd walk back into it and there'd be a white feather sitting in the middle of the hall. And you know, so the white feather always symbolized my dad, and there it was, stuck to the side of the, like, the side wall of the the wheel of the car, of the tire of the car, not just like on the thing as if I drove over it. It was stuck on the side of it. So like, how did it get there?
So and I Pia took that was as, fine.
Yeah, I took that as a sign of Pia was fine.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God. Okay, so on to, I suppose, the business side of things. And I loved her approach to business. Like, I think to be an entrepreneur, you need this kind of, obviously, you need work ethic. You need blind belief at times. You need a kind of relentlessness about you. My battery is going. Just starting to speak slower. But you need this kind of belief in yourself. And Bonnie definitely has that. And even though it's like what you were saying last week about the trees, that you need to kind of bend and sway and not kind of just stand rigid in business. And so I loved her attitude around her business. And in it, she spoke about scale. And, you know, if she sells one pair of sunglasses, who's to say that that's a failure? Only you are. And who knows if someone has sold one pair of sunglasses or 10,000 pairs?
Yeah, I suppose to me that comes down to, like, what I was thinking about when she was saying that was, that's a great way to measure success. Like, you know, she kind of basically implied that, you know, if I sell one sunglasses, she'd be like happy, you know, with that, because she's, you know, put so much into them. She was working on it for 2 years or whatever. And I think that's a great way to look at it. Like, you know, it depends, I guess, what your measure of your overall success is and what success means to you. Like, so for me, like, success means healthy kids, happy family. You know, that's the weight I put on success is, you know, that's 90%, and then business stuff is 10%. Like, like, you know, we talked about failure earlier and her dad, and you're not remembered for those things. No one knows if you've sold 10 pairs of sunglasses or 10,000 pairs of sunglasses. As long as you're living your purpose and you're doing something that is meaningful to you, then that is success.
Yeah. I actually, just before we started recording this, I saw this story of this Domino's driver in America. Have you seen this?
No.
So he's gone completely viral. He knocked on a door, and you know the way the Americans have all those door cams?
Yeah.
So they released the video, but the guy knocks on the door, and he's this man. I think he's like, he's basically about to retire, so he's definitely well into his 60s, and he's dropping off the pizza, and he says, "Hey guys, I know you ordered a Diet Coke, we're out of Diet Cokes." And the guy goes, "Oh, okay, no, no worries, don't worry about it." And he goes, "No, so I stopped in the garage and I bought you a Diet Coke." And the guy answering the door is like, "Oh my God, that's incredible, like, thank you so much, you didn't have to do that, like, how can I tip you or whatever?" And he wanted to tip him more, but he didn't have any cash, and I think the transaction had gone through. And so this guy who ordered the pizza set up a GoFundMe for him. So the man Dan had said, "Oh, I'm actually retiring in 24 days and so they've raised over like $100,000 for this man to tip him, like, people in America.
There you go.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I mean, that's the gesture of going that extra mile and being like, you know, this is my job, I'll do that. And you get rewarded for that stuff.
You're so remembered for, like, the little things you do or how you make people feel. And, like, all the comments on the GoFundMe are like, "Oh, this has just reminded me that there is good in the world." And I think it's nice to highlight how far a simple act of kindness can go.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I love it. Okay, so that was really it from the podcast with Bonnie. We're kind of going to pick out three things per week. So we did trolls, then the emphasis on the scale of your business, and then obviously speaking about Jerry. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Good Glow, my bonus with Jamie. Are you going to go to bed now, or are you going to pack?
You're definitely going to bed. I'm probably going to just watch TV for a bit and just chill out.
We're just going to leave the packing to another day.
I don't pack 6 days in advance, because then I don't know what I have. So I just make sure I lay everything out the night before, go, okay, that's all my stuff I need. It goes in the case and it's all there.
Yeah. So someone else
that I live with forgets what they have, and then they pack more stuff.
Yeah. Well, so my friend Fiona, who's also coming to Lake Garda, shared a clip with me of Carl Mullen and Aisling's podcast, and they were going away, and she was like, "Have you not packed yet?" And he's like, "Sure, I only have to pack for myself." And she said, "Oh yeah, you don't worry about the kids." And he goes, "Sure, the kids aren't coming on holidays." And she's like, "Well, we still have to pack for them, because they're going to my parents' house. You literally just pack for yourself, and I have to do everything else, including hoovering the hall."
Do you know who I pack for? I also pack for the 130 people that are coming to Lake Garda, because I bring all the equipment, all the marketing gear, all their drinks vouchers, all that stuff. You don't worry about any of that.
Yeah, well, that is true. Okay, so thank you so much for tuning in. Go back and listen to the Bonnie episode if you haven't. Our bonus episode from the Suzanne podcast was last week, and we will see you next week with tales of Lake Garda, hopefully all good ones. And sure, I could be going out and smashing a PB on Sunday.
I think you will.
Do you?
No.